Blog Talk Radio.
Cause I need somebody giving nothing but to let them know. Black.
DJ Bill Black.
That's right. Me and my crew.
Come on, DJ.
I was back doing commerce. The credit was better than what it was with the legal I was getting more credit. Here I am a year later. I went on 10 vacations this year alone. But I learned Jonah how to do commerce properly. I learned through Jonah how to do commerce properly. How to live. And I learned another thing. If you want to be successful, you hang out with successful people. And in this information, he's the only one that I know personally, other than Joey, that is successful in doing this. Yes, I'm a year older than Jonah, but you're never too old to learn. And sometimes I learn one thing. You can learn things from a baby as well as someone your age or younger or older. I learned that put down the ego and look at progress instead of who's right or who's wrong. Just look at, hey, he's doing it. That's what I'm going for.
Okay. Okay. That's what's up.
No. Niggas swear they passed us. They doing too much.
Madman.
Yeah, and what? Well, you'll find plenty of boss down there.
No, man. Personal grief. No man threatens a messenger.
You bring the crowns and heads of conquered kings to my city steps. You insult my queen. You threaten my people with slavery and death. I've chosen my words carefully, Persian. Perhaps you should have done the same.
This is madness!
That's what they want y'all to believe. That Jonah Bay shit don't work. Peace to the gods. What's going on? How y'all doing out there? Y'all going crazy yet, man? With all this fucking corona house arrest shit. Yeah, I swear to God, man, it's starting to feel like house arrest out this bitch, man. This shit is crazy. Yo, they really are destroying people's ways of making commerce, man. It's unbelievable, tell you the truth, that what they're doing to the commerce, man. But you know, we gave them the rights to regulate commerce all throughout America. Now, I don't know about y'all. My court is still open. They've reduced the hours, but the courts are still open for all of y'all who need help getting y'all's trust done. Holla at me at jonahbay@gmail.com. But anyway, I'm doing part 3 of the trust webinar. It's going to be on the 1st. The 1st. So, you know, coming up. What is that? April, May, May 1st? May 1st. Yeah, May 1st. I'm going to jump over Joey because what we were doing with that, everything is closed. We can't get the bond because the place, the bonding companies is closed. You know what I mean? I know y'all been waiting for me to drop it. Yo, in this part 3, I'm definitely showing y'all how to go tomorrow, open up those bank accounts. I got the whip in the trust. I got a lot of things on how to operate the trust. That's going to be in part 3. I know London's working on the flyer, so I should have the flyer up and running at jonahbay.com real soon. So I know y'all excited to hear that. You know what I mean? A lot of people is pushing me for that info. And I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it hard. I've been sitting on it for a minute. Like, especially, y'all going to blow y'all minds when I show y'all all the UCCs that goes with your express trust to do the type of shit y'all want to do, like discharge and all that. We don't give a fuck if they discharge it or not. They still got to let it go. They gotta let it go. Doom, 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 doom. Seem like another TKO for my old heads. They know that song. The younger people don't know that song. I'm probably, I don't know. I know I'm gonna show y'all how to do the foreign trustee paperwork. I don't know. I might not show y'all how to use your trust to get the IRS out of your lives. I don't know. I'm sitting on a lot of stuff that, you know, y'all don't know. But it all depends on. See, it's so many fucking people that didn't even absorb part 1 and part 2, man. And a lot of people getting left behind. So, you know, I'm struggling with that because I'm not going to want to go back. I'm not going to want to go back and go over it. I don't feel I should when there's DVDs for it. You could just get the DVD, play it, rewind it, play it again. Remember, everyone doesn't learn at the same pace. Some people can learn shit in hearing it 3 times. Some people gotta listen 6. Some people gotta listen 9 to get it. Just make sure y'all doing y'all homework. Y'all got the time to do that, man. Y'all really got a lot of time on your hands to get a lot of shit done. You know, I'm just doing a whole bunch of shit around the house, spring cleaning, you know, all that. Actually, I'm tired as fuck right now. You know what I mean? Because of the spring cleaning and shit I'm doing. So, you know, but I'm doing my honey-do list. You feel me? I know y'all got some honey-do lists out there too. I know I can't be the only one, right? You know, let's see. I've been in this house for 6 years, so it's time to, like, you know what I mean? Really clean shit up, make shit brand new again. Do some. I've been buying some furniture, doing some. What's it called? Redecorating and all that. But anyway, it's Consultation Wednesday. We can talk about anything with your man, Jonah Bay. Asked me about anything. Now, do y'all know there's pictures floating around with Helen DeGeneres and Oprah and they got leg monitors. They got the leg monitor on. They got the leg monitor on. So it might be something to all those so-called, they're going to arrest all these people. I think that's very interesting. I've been seeing a lot of little tidbits that's showing that it could be true. But my whole thing is, I don't know. I don't know until it's all over and said and done with. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of information going out around there, you know, talking about what they're doing and what they're not going to do. Let's see what happens. The thing that concerns me the most is everyone is being affected. Commerce, they shutting it down, yo. Some people have gotten their stimulus check. Someone hit me up and they said, man, they just dropped that check into his bank account. And I said to myself, nigga, you had to do your taxes this year for them to have your information and drop it in your account like that. You know what I mean? Like, you've been doing some public shit anyway. What the fuck you expect, man? You know you ain't giving that shit back. Now, the thing that kills me is I read, and quite a few people dumped the bill on me in my email. And that's just a loan. They're not even giving you a stimulus. They're loaning you money from next year's taxes. Y'all got to be crazy to take that shit. But I guess if you need it, you need it. I'm not going to knock you if you need it. You know, back in the days and shit, when my mom first became a Jehovah's Witness, she gave up all the money to the Jehovah's. And, you know, we was on welfare, had those food stamps, you know. It was green, brown, purple. You know what I mean? We needed that shit at the time. Because moms was not doing right with the finances, fucking with them Jehovah's. But if you need it, you need it. You know what I mean? I know it's not no money out here. It's no money to be made. Most of the people are laid off. Most people are home trying to wait for their stimulus check, trying to wait for their unemployment. And the truth is, most of these businesses will not open back up when this is all said and done. There's no telling what's going to happen, y'all. Tell you the truth. But I can tell you this. You got your trust done. You got your gold and silver. Try not to spend it. Shit going to get desperate, but try not to spend it. You got your dinar and all that shit on deck. Man, y'all going to be all right. You're going to be all right. You're going to come out of this shit on top, man. Just having your trust alone is going to make you come out on top. Like I said, the president said something the other day where they have to pay creditors. Yo, your trust in you as a Moor is a creditor. But anyway, I'm going to open up the call lines, see what's going on out there and shit. I'm going to 313-590. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God.
Peace to the God. What up, God?
I'm doing magnificent, wonderful, and great. Tons of money comes to me quickly, easily, and rapidly, brother.
Facts! Sound like you're a little high, man. You been smoking that weed, son?
No, I ain't been doing no icky sticky. I mean, I'm shutting in crib, man. I'm shutting in crib.
You just sitting in the crib?
Yeah, trying to wait this out.
I've been so bored, man. Yo, I think I'm gonna, next week I'm gonna be polishing concrete.
I got a question. A quick question.
Bro?
I'm waiting for them to try and open this thing up to you know, get my stuff done where I'm at. You know,
right.
Out here in the Midwest. And
right.
You know, I'm still, you know, in the public side. So what if, you know, they're opening stuff to small businesses, but they're lending you your own shit or advancing
yeah.
you. So
yes.
is it like you always, you know, you are advocate at either don't straddle the fence, but, you know, you got to do what you got to do. So if I'm in the public, Can I get, can somebody get something in the public side? And, you know, once they open up, you know, go to the, go into the, you know, do their trust and go on the private side?
Well, here's the thing. When you, listen, it's better to have some protection than no protection, if you ask me. You know, limited liabilities, LLCs and all that gives you some type of limited liability. Protects you a little bit, but shit, it's better to go halfway than no way at all, is my opinion. Some people disagree with me, but shit. That's how I feel.
Right, because, you know, they're making, like, grants available and all that type of stuff.
Right.
And I'm saying, you know, hey, go in the public, get the grant, and then, you know,
you can get the grant.
You know, fade to black on their ass.
Yeah, if you could get the grant is the free money. That'd be good.
Okay, because, yeah, they're making up some, you know, some SBA opportunities for grants. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, I was just thinking, right. Just wanted to make sure that I wouldn't get my hands tied, but, you know, like I said, you know, I'm waiting here for them to open back up the probate court so I can, you know, finish what I got to do here.
Probate court where you're at, that's what the laws say?
Yep. Yeah. But I got to actually go down there because they, you know, they're hiding it. So you got to deal with them personally.
Right.
Because the forms they have on the website is for, what they call it, wills and...
Testaments, wills, and all that.
Yep. They ain't saying... There's only one place they talk about the express trust, and that's in the definition. But in the section with the trust, they basically not saying what, you know what I'm saying? They're talking
right.
about everything but that. So, you know,
that's
reading that wise.
You know, the express trust is really out of their jurisdiction. So, they don't talk
exactly.
about it.
Right. They're talking about all the stuff that's in the jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you the form for the what they call it, a vocal trust and the will and registering that. That's on their website, but. You know, they ain't talking about the express. And when I tried to go down there and talk to them, they basically said they wasn't dealing with that right now. They got emergency things, but that's not one of them. So.
Yo, that's crazy because they deal with my shit. But I was talking to Joey, and Joey was like, yo, they're not in his state. They're not letting you... make your appointment to come in and do that no more. But they said to him, yo, y'all can leave it in the drop box and it'll get done.
No.
And I
right,
said, yo,
not even.
How you gonna do that? Because they don't take credit cards. I said, yo, you gonna have to know the actual fee and just give them a money order.
Yeah, they're not even doing that here. So I'm just waiting for them to open back up so I can go down there and, you know,
yo, it's
find
real.
Out what their rules are.
Florida is, Georgia's open. Kansas is somewhat open. But all the places, it seems like all the places we got these trusts done are the only courts that's open. The rest of the courts where no one's done it in that state is not open.
Wow.
This is my observation.
I'll just be patient and see what's happening. But yeah, I'm looking at maybe trying to grab some of that SBA grant money.
Facts. I mean, yeah, but Derek, you did it there. People that did it there. So that's probably why it's still open in Maryland. That's what I'm saying. It seemed like every place where someone got it done is still open. I think that's ironic.
Wow. Well, I'll wait and see what happened, brother. I'm just, you know, listening in. Appreciate the information. Appreciate you bringing the truth to the people. You and Joey. Waiting for Joey to get back with me with a consultation.
We lit the whole internet on fire with trust. Now, people are only concentrating on doing trust, which is ill. And I'm actually flabbergasted with it. You know what I mean? Because before I came out with those trust webinars and shit, niggas wasn't caring about no trust like that. It's real talk. But anyway, we gonna keep up the work, man. Peace, God.
Peace.
So I'm going to 832-360. Peace to the God.
Peace to the God.
Well, God.
Shit, I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. God, how about yourself? God, I know you wonderful, magnificent, and great.
Facts. Right now, I'm being.
I mean, shit, the brother said it before, but you can't say it too much. You know what I'm saying?
What's up?
I'm so happy and grateful the large sums of money come to me and all the God. Jonah Bay especially, you know what I'm saying? Quickly
thank
and
you,
easily,
God.
You know what I'm talking about, God? I'm just, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got no question or nothing. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful for, you know what I'm saying, everything that you be doing and that you continue,
man,
you know
what
I'm saying, for as long as.
What you been hearing about the Romans?
For as long as you been doing it, God.
You heard?
Wait, say that again, God. You kind of breaking up on me.
Oh, sorry. I said, what you been hearing about this Rona?
Oh, about that Rona? Oh, man, God, that bullshit, man. You know what I'm saying? In my business, it ain't been slow or nothing. You know what I'm saying? But everywhere I go, man, these 14th Amendments, man, with these motherfucking masks and shit and all this bullshit,
God.
Man. I just can't wait for this shit to be over,
crazy,
God. You know
man.
What I'm saying?
It's been bothering me crazy. And they said if you don't have, you're not sick or nothing, you're not supposed to wear them.
So you're still kind of breaking up, God.
I said, it was said that if you're not sick and coughing and all that, you're not supposed to be wearing no mask. But everyone wearing these shits, man. Shit is crazy. Niggas has started making designer masks trying to make some money. Hello? Hello?
Yeah,
can
that's kind of chopping you up, God. I didn't hear. Nah, it's kind of chopping you up, God.
God dang, man. Shit. All right, hold on. Let me get on my phone. Get on my goddamn phone. Niggas start talking about Rona, and start fucking up, right? Yeah, Derek said I'm good. Oh, well, I'll get on the phone anyway, just to, you know. But Derek said I'm clear. It must be his phone. Yo, man,
kind of
saying, yo, the audio is great.
It's like you kind of coming in and out a little bit.
Yeah, they said that's your phone.
Damn, they hating, man.
They hating on you this time, man. That's good. I just said, yo, I mean, what they're doing to the public with the money, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Commerce is really killing people. I was talking to my neighbor. He fucked up. I said, shit, I got to clean out my garage, man. I'll hire you to do that. I'll get the dumpster. And you can do that, man. And I'm like trying to, you know, keep my peoples alive, you know what I mean? But it's only so much I can do, you know? Crazy that they all running around with those masks, man. That shit is. They got the masks that's designers now, Nike and all that. Niggas is trying to scramble for some. And this is my thing, y'all. And y'all can't deny I told y'all this. We did last year, the beginning of last year, all our seminars was on commerce. I told y'all needed internet businesses. Niggas with internet businesses is doing well.
Yeah, that shit's still cutting out, God. Like, I caught a little bit Cause then, like you was talking about the mask, but it can't, but it kept on cutting out.
I'd
have seen a 14th Amendment with a Crown Royal bag on his face.
Oh, that's crazy. Crazy. Everyone's saying I'm still sound good. All right, I'm going to go to the next caller. Peace, God. Yeah, I don't know, man. He just couldn't hear me. I mean, y'all saying I sound wonderful. I'm going to 215-760. Peace to the God. Peace. What's up, my brother? Hello. Hello. 215. Oh, what's up? How you doing?
Okay. Well, I hear you. I hear you good.
You hear me good?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He couldn't hear me, man. I don't, you know. It'd
yeah,
be like
in the bed. So anyway, how's everything with you and this coronavirus?
Magnificent. Great. I told you, I'm just bored as hell, man. I'm doing all types of shit I wouldn't normally do.
Oh, well, that's good. Catch up on some things.
I don't know about that. I don't want it. Not like that.
And the question I have for you is somebody was asking me, and I didn't know the answer, about we had an irrevocable trust. And
irrevocable trust, right? Irrevocable trust can be a trust that's public or private. See, even though our trust is revocable because I'm alive, right? It's still, I put it under express because the express is the one used for the private, not scratching for it. So just by me hearing you say a revocable or irrevocable means nothing to me. Any trust can be revocable or irrevocable depending on the status of the settler. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I still can't say if that's good enough.
So what information is needed for you to make that call?
Where did they file it?
They obtained it, the 800 number or the 215 number, I think.
Say again? I mean, where did they file it? In the county?
I don't know. I'll send them your way, but I figured since I was going to be on the show, I'll ask because I think they're listening.
Yeah, it depends on, like, I can tell by where they filed it, what laws they went by, if it's, public or a private. But it sounds like a public trust to me. Guaranteed, anyone that's in an express trust knows he's in an express trust and knows the difference. You know, you're not going to make a mistake and create an express trust without knowing. You definitely got to know that is a common law trust and try to do it on purpose. Now, if he went to like a lawyer or someone like that that did his trust,
I don't have all that
public
information. Yeah.
We don't have enough information.
Yeah. I think they're listening, so they'll probably reach out to you for
okay.
a consultation.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as your authenticity,
so what about you? Tell me about that role.
Yeah. So as far as the authenticated birth certificate,
right.
Taken to the Secretary of State, would it be plausible or feasible under these conditions that we're living in right now to go up there, or just mail it certified?
You're going to have to do everything through the mail. I'm sure they don't have their office open like that. And I'm not even sure if they're going to do that, because it's really part of your passport. Like, if they authenticate and all that, they do it with the passport, and then normally you have to tell them you're going out of the country for emergency and shit like that. So I don't know, man. I would say go to the site and see if they're open for business.
Okay, second question. So I'm trying to get my footprints
on that
dark. Yeah, and I put magic marker on it, and it didn't work. So I'm like, what happened, Jonah? What did he do?
I went to Office Depot, got the ink pad, put it on my feet, and stepped on it. And I used the printer to shrink it down.
Oh, okay. Because I was wondering. I tried everything.
Yeah. And then you got some big jumbo-ass feet, man. How he do that?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Thank God. Okay. Okay, well, that's all I had.
All right. Peace.
Peace.
Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace to the God. How you be?
I bees on that shit, son.
Yeah, man, likewise. I'm wonderful, magnificent, and great. I'm large. I'm
absolutely
grateful.
You know I love to hear that.
And easily. Yeah, man. Gotta use this magic, man. Gotta use it. That's the only thing we got.
Gotta use that magic, man. We gotta keep it flowing. Especially in this time right now, man. You know, they just finished doing that fucked up communion magic ritual.
Yep. This whole time.
I think it was dope that people couldn't go to church.
Drink Jesus' blood and eat his flesh. I guess that's
now
good for them.
Now, you also know they shut down Mecca. You can't make the holiday.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did. But you know, all that shit is private anyway. They got their own interest in that. Because, you know, it's like a goddamn temple. And, you know, warfare caused them to have private interest and all that shit. So, like, it's at their discretion. So, it's all commerce.
But yeah, I mean,
this shit is commerce.
Exactly. I'm glad they cut all that, because then we wasn't adding on to their satanic rituals.
Man, taking our energies and life force, yo. That's fucking crazy. And I was thinking, it's New Year's. They hitting niggas like this right off the New Year. Niggas energy.
Right.
Here. Man,
they
that's
give us a chance to do shit.
Wow. They attacking niggas for real, for real.
Well, you know, that should tell you something. If they trying to change the world, they had to do it on the New Year's, too. That's why they started in March.
Man, these niggas know what's up, yo.
Yeah.
What fucks me up? Niggas out here looking like Zub Zero do not know this. Like, when you try to tell them these things, it's like, hey, look, shit, I'm going to save myself.
Right. I'm at the point, like, yo, if you didn't know, I ain't trying to tell you shit now. We at the end now. Ain't no point. Ain't nothing you can do at this time.
You've been telling us for years.
I'm like this,
years.
Man. If you didn't get your paperwork done already, you know, prepare your paperwork to get it done. As soon as this shit is over, you run in there and get it done.
So check this out regarding that, right? Let me read some for you. It says, Section 102, scope. Except as otherwise provided, this code applies to express trust, charitable trust, and trust created pursuant to judgment or decree that requires a trust to be administered in the manner of an express trust. And then it goes down to say, rules of construction. Let me know if this is right, if my concept on this is right or not. What I'm thinking is it's basically saying wherever wills are filed and how it's determined is where trust is. So say section 112, rules of construction. The rules of construction that applies in this state to the interpretation of wills and the disposition of property by will also apply to the interpretation of trust instrument and the disposition of trust property. Is that the same thing? Well, oh, you good?
I'm eating spicy ass food. It's wonderful.
So is that the same thing as saying
that ain't that Rona, man? That's just them fucking spices, man. I love hot food.
That's what, so that kills all that shit. That kills all that shit too.
Yo, it does kill Rona.
Spicy shit. Alcohol. All the fake shit niggas be doing.
To tell you the truth, man. In my opinion, Rona ain't real.
No, it ain't.
Rona is nothing but the common cold.
You know, there's doctors out here coming out saying, look, this shit ain't right.
I know.
The motherfuckers on their side. I'm like, oh, shit. This shit is real.
You're saying what I just said. Doctors.
Yep.
So they just had something in New York showed a room full of like three supposedly dead bodies in this room. And they're talking about they had to lock it up like that because they're running out of space in the cooler for the dead bodies.
Man,
I'm like, these
shit.
Niggas, boy. These niggas want you to actually believe this shit.
Yep. Yes. The whole point. But tell me, does that sound like it's basically saying wherever will is filed is where a trust is? Or I'm going to read it again.
I thought it was convoluted. I thought it was, it didn't say nothing definitively.
I know.
You still
got to
guess. You
still
got to guess.
The word, I looked up the word disposition, and it says disposition is the same thing as arranged.
Right.
So it's the same
now,
word.
Now, if disposition is the same as arraignment, you ain't doing no damn arraignment in no motherfucking probate court.
No, arrange with a G.
Oh, arrange.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, that's what I'm saying. This is why I told people to come to Georgia. In Georgia, it's plain and simple. In other places, this shit is convoluted. You like that? You guessing, man. I mean, like, I didn't know how to make heads or tails off of what you just read. If I told you something, it would be a guess.
Yeah.
That wasn't
yeah.
enough info for me.
Okay. I feel you, man. I feel you. So
it didn't say what you was hoping it to say, but it didn't say it wasn't.
Yeah. Legalese.
Right. I need more info for that, bro. I'm sorry.
It's all good. And then it goes, this code shall be...
Someone gave me something like that in another state. I was like, oh, man, you good. They went and tried it. It did not fly. I'm like, God damn, you didn't give me enough.
Damn.
I need, so now I'm not gonna make that same mistake. I'm gonna tell niggas, yo, I need more info.
Right, I appreciate it though. I appreciate it. But I keep on looking, man. But another question is, I got this intent to shoot, and this is the first time I ever noticed that them do this. I sent it in the name of the CEO doing business as, you know, corporation and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
And they sent a letter back saying, oh, well, we don't have records in the state. The registered agent sent me a letter back saying, we don't have a record in the state that shows that corporation of, and then they put the name of the CEO. So do I rebut that or just, yeah.
Yes. and say, okay, you're supposed to have records of everything or have access to the records because you are the authorized representative, being that you are the registered agent.
Gotcha. Yeah, and I got that info, too. I stored it in
the registered agent is supposed to handle everything that happens with that corporation in its jurisdiction.
Yes. You know, what I felt when I tested the paper was these niggas just trying to, you know, because that's the first time I ever saw that. And I've been, you know, sending tests to out, people settling and shit. But this, I'm like, maybe they just trying to switch shit up on a nigga. But hey, I got it, though. Mm-hmm. I got it. But that's all I got, God.
All right, then. Peace, God. Thanks for checking in.
Indeed, peace.
All right, I'm going to 720-538. Peace to the God. Peace.
Oh, wait. You know that's bad. Oh, that's bad. Go. Thirsty nigga shit. That's me. My bad.
What up, God?
Oh, that was the last caller, man. I'm the same
dude. Oh, you want that? You want two damn numbers? Ooh, wee, that yeah, is that's... that thirsty shit. Peace, God. I'm going to 317-869. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace. What's up, Yummy?
Oh, well, I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great. Large sums of money flow to me quickly and easily.
Same here,
and
brother.
And I'm happy and grateful for that shit, too.
Absolutely. Magnificent, wonderful, great. Large sums of money come to me lightning quick. And easy. Coronavirus. That's some, like the Indian, my Indian friends say, man, the corona, big bullshit.
Big bullshit, man.
Yeah. Hey, but listen, Jonah, I got two questions. One is,
okay,
I did my trust and I haven't received anything in the mail from the court yet.
Bro, yo, you know what? Shaka got his shit. K got his shit. I ain't never got mine back. My wife gets everything back. I don't know. I don't know where my shit is.
I think we big ballers, man, because we over 5-0, man. Our shit worth billions.
Mm-hmm.
And the other question is, my son,
so they mailed some shit back to my wife when I put in the foreign trustee, right?
Mm-hmm.
When they mailed it back, it had my name on it, Jonah Bay, but it wasn't my paperwork. It was hers.
Wow.
And I said, what the fuck are they doing mailing that shit to me? I'm the beneficiary of her trust. How the fuck, like, giving me somebody else's trust paperwork. I mean, I guess they know we married and all that shit, but I was just saying, I was like, yo, that's odd. And I still ain't got none of my paperwork, and I did all my shit way before I did hers.
Right. That's what I'm saying. But you know what it is, Jonah. They, you know, they be, you special, man.
Right.
That's what that is. But, damn, you haven't got yours. You did yours way back in February, right? Or January.
Uh-huh. It was January.
Yeah, that was me down there a couple of weeks ago down there with my partner.
I know your voice.
Oh, okay, cool. My son got his stimulus check, and I've been telling him, I'm like, dude, don't take the money. So he called me today because he got it today. And he says
mm-hmm.
he's been trying to figure out how to send it back. He said he's Googled how
someone
to send it back.
Someone texted me that shit, too. It was like, how to send it back. I don't know, nigga. They deposited it in your motherfucking account. How?
Right.
It's a wire.
Yeah, so he called the bank, and the bank said that you're going to have to contact the IRS.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my other question is, I'm on Social Security, and they telling me that they're going to send them out automatically.
You might as well take it. Shit, you getting Social Security. You in the system anyway.
But is that going to mess me up on the other side, on the private side?
No, because the part three of the webinar, I'm going to show you how all that money going to go donated straight to the trust.
So don't mess with it until after part three. Is that what you said?
Shit, you ain't got no choice. They're going to put it in your fucking account.
But I'm talking about don't spend that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or it doesn't make a difference.
Yeah, I'd just be real leery, you know what I mean? But they damn near not giving you a choice.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So I need to get with you in the private. So are you busy?
No, I got mad space for consultations.
Okay, well, I'll hit you up later on this evening. And you tell your buddy Joey,
I'm not talking this evening, my nigga.
Okay, that's cool.
I'm on the radio.
I'm going to set it up. I just set it up this evening. We can do all it any
set it up for tomorrow.
But you tell Joey that Top Hat said that I'm going to get Miss Rudolph and her magical monkey to get in his ass if he don't give me my damn consultation.
God damn.
Tell him Miss Rudolph don't
monkey.
Fuck around.
What the fuck
and the monkey.
Monkey.
That's what's up, man. All right, God, man. I ain't going to hog it up, man. I'll talk to you later. Peace, God.
All right, peace, God. All right, I'm going to 407-668. Peace to the God, peace.
Yo, peace to the God, mighty, mighty Jones.
Yeah, and that car loud as fuck.
It is, right? I got the seatbelt off. I ain't got my seatbelt on. Yo, peace to the God.
Man, we got injunctions. Yeah. Fuck that law.
You know what? I ain't even got no damn driver's license, so I'm riding dirty every day. Peace to the God. Yo, I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, great. And I'm so happy and thankful that large sums of silver and gold flow my way daily.
Ah.
Peace to the God, man, for sure. Yo, while I'm listening, I'm trying to remember my question. While I'm listening to all that, and you come to me, and I still don't remember the motherfucker. But,
mm-hmm.
You know, I'm here on the line anyways, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully this shit will come back to me. But, yeah, that corona shit, I was just talking to some people now, Jonah. They running, like, the biggest, like, voodoo spell on niggas' minds right
Yo,
now.
Yo,
that I could even imagine.
Big
it's very deep. I said, yo, y'all don't see this shit? I'm talking about people that take
Yo,
earth every day.
People that really
Yo.
Believe this shit, bro.
Real, Jonah, like. Won't even touch their mom or their brother.
It's like, I don't believe it, but I'm wearing it just in case.
And where did it come from and how you know it's real? Well,
I say, yo,
oh,
viruses
spell, man.
Don't fucking
eyes.
Happen that way, yo. Damn.
Okay, yo.
You can't tell our people shit, man.
Hello?
Yeah. You hear me?
Okay. Okay, I hear you now. I guess my headphones went out. That's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. So, you know, I was just talking to some buddies about it, and they still believe it. It's so kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn. You know, the checks they talking about, we don't have to pay them
back.
D said
a nigga could get shot tonight, and they going to say due to coronavirus.
Everything is corona, and everybody will believe it. It's 9/11 all over again.
Fact.
Straight up and down. Straight up and down.
Well, they did. They did 9/11 to perpetrate this. To be able to do this later.
Yeah. Yeah. Yo, this shit crazy, John. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's how I see it, man. So it's a big ass hoax that they're running on TV. We just gotta
I'm like this, man. Whatever the fuck y'all doing, hurry up and doing. Now the problem is, yo,
the commerce,
Bill Gates got inundated with people threatening to kill him, wanting him to be locked up and everything else because of the the back seat.
Yeah.
Inside Africa, they can kill people that work for Bill Gates.
Yeah.
And all that, and tearing down those 5G towers. And they've been doing it here, too. And they've been tearing them down quicker than they can put them up. So they have suspended putting up those towers.
I just saw the first towers in my city yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And they right in the hood. And they directly, and they triangulate. People
have alternate information. People listen to shows
mm-hmm.
like mine. They listen to people on Instagram, Facebook. And information travels quicker than the powers that be put out information.
Yep.
Right?
Absolutely.
Now, every time they say, oh, people are inundated at the hospital and they got corona and there's no ventilators and all that shit, what happens is someone goes there with their cell phone and take a picture and proves it's a lie.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. The whole world don't trust these motherfuckers. Now, in Africa, they've been kicking all white people out.
See, it's getting real
now,
bro.
They've been like, yo, y'all trying to kill us.
But they know they finally awake. They finally awake, man.
Someone said, God, if you're working, how can you operate there and not pay? You have to have the express trust. You have to have it set up right with a foreign entity, and you give everything over to your express trust. The trust does not pay taxes.
I'm setting that right up now, Jonah. I was in Atlanta, so I already know.
Right.
I got everything ready. I was going to ask you a question on that, man, but I just really can't even remember, God. You know what? I was talking to Joey about something. I'll bring this up. It's just something that I thought about. I was talking to Joey about, I put that Constitution, you might have heard it, I put that Constitution in my 9CC years ago. And I was
talking
to Joey. You feel me? So I took it out. I just sent it to Lamar County to take that shit out. You know what I mean? Because, you know, I was just kind of, I did it years ago, but now I have to understand. I'm like, shit, you don't want none of that under your trust at all. You know what I mean?
Right.
I get it.
But long as it's not in the declaration, it won't bother the trust.
Heard that, because you express. So whatever you express.
Exactly.
It's
whatever you express is the rules,
Heard. No doubt. Well, God, I ain't going to hog it up no more. I appreciate you. I didn't remember my question when I was going to ask, but it's all good.
It's all
I appreciate
good.
Talking to you. Much love. You know what I mean? Peace
right,
to God.
More money. All right, I'm going to 478-302. Peace to God. Peace.
Oh.
478-302.
Peace to the God, John. I mean, Jonah, how you doing
Peace
tonight?
Peace to the God. I'm doing
so
wonderful, magnificent, and great. How you doing?
I'm so thankful and grateful that large sums of money sold to me easily ASAP, including the
yes,
house.
Sir.
Well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All my people.
Love it.
That love you enough to be here on the call to learn how to, you know, follow the shit. Jonah, I need to just ask two questions, then I'll let the next person go. When you're doing the estate with Duns and Bradstreet, do you use foreign address or the same or America?
It doesn't matter. I use the regular ass address because the estate is listed as a business, so it doesn't matter if it has the same address as a strawman.
Okay, and then the second question had to do with the non-UCC. What goes on a non-UCC, and that's it.
Okay, plain and simple, everything that the straw man is affiliated with, it owns. You know,
with the birth,
your license,
with the
your birth certificate, your license, let's say your marriage license, and let's say if you were an electrician, your electrician license, all that type of stuff.
Business licenses too? Okay.
Yep. Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
So, and even other trusts, right?
If like it's owned by the straw man, everything that the straw man owns.
Okay, so the straw man will own can own trust too, because if you have more than one nine, because we talked about holding companies, so
the straw, most of y'all did a lot of paperwork as a straw man, and a lot of your so-called trusts were domestic trusts, which means that the straw man owned it.
Okay, so pretty much everything that the straw man owns, now I've already given it to the trust. So now I just have to register her, and we'll do my non-UCC injunction, and then see you, and then I'm good to go. Okay.
All right.
Love you so much. Thank you. Peace to God.
So welcome. Peace to the God. Yo, you know, y'all, I ain't even finished eating yet. I'm going to get off early. I'm going to get off at 8:30. But, we got part 3 webinar coming up on the 1st. Show y'all how to process that and start expressing the trust even more. It's going to be many different parts. Each part is going to show you how to express the trust even better and get 100% free out of this system. All right? So, it's coming up. All right, I'm going to the next call. I'm going to 917-773. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, guy. What's going on, Jonah?
Oh, man. I can't call it, man. I'm a little bored, man. I'm tired of being on house arrest.
I bet. At least you could learn some new things, right?
I stay doing that anyway. Now I feel like, you know, I'm being forced to study. I don't like being forced to do nothing.
Actually, I mean, you could clean the house, make wifey proud.
I'm forced to do all that. I don't want to do that. Listen, man, truthfully, I could have hired the maid to come do it. You know what I mean? But shit, since ain't shit else to do, I might as well, you know, do it.
Oh, no. I mean, it's good. It's good exercise, too.
No, it's not. Exercise is good exercise. You know what I mean? Getting on a bike, going running, jogging, whatever. Playing basketball. You know what I mean? That's exercise. Cleaning up ain't exercise. Not to me.
Yes, it is. You can sweat. You sweat.
I don't know what the hell you cleaning, but that is the boy.
Well, I'm detail-oriented.
Man, women barely sweat even when they are working out. Man, what kind of woman are you? Stop playing.
Hispanic. I sweat. I'm Hispanic, so that's just off rip.
Yo, black women don't be sweating.
Well, then
and
that's
they
just,
do
I guess,
a hell of a lot to sweat. Black men sweat just looking at shit.
Jonah, I got 2 questions, all right, because I'm over here.
And,
I want to say
what's
I'm
up? You say you're Hispanic, man. I don't hear that accent. Speak some Spanish to me.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Dame un...
Damn, they dropped both of us, man. I guess I ain't never going to ask no one else to speak no Spanish and shit. What the hell? That was crazy. Yeah, I'm back. I know I'm back. I'm going to 615-879. Peace to the God. Peace.
Hello. Hey, how y'all doing?
I'm doing wonderful, magnificent, and great.
I had purchased a consultation. I was just trying to reach out to see. I had
took
the 16th to see when, if you had any time, maybe the weekend.
You are so low.
Hello.
You got a consultation with me?
Yes. It was in March. It was back in March.
It was back in March. Did you text me?
I did. The number that it said to text.
Uh-huh. And did I try to call you and you didn't answer?
I hadn't got any missed calls from this number.
What's your number? 615-879-4400. Oh, goddamn. You wasn't supposed to give me the full shit on the air, but damn. All right, do me a favor. Me right now. And you will be the very first call I make tomorrow. I don't
okay.
need your number in this thing. And also,
yeah,
make sure
I sent
you
a
me
message. Okay, yeah, because that's what I did with the text. I just took a picture of it and sent it. Because the number that it gives.
Can you text me right now while we're on the phone?
Yes.
Because I went all the way back. I don't see nothing. Girl, you better be glad you did this. You wouldn't have never got no call.
Did you get it?
I just did. Man,
okay.
I just got this today. But it says you did.
Yeah,
you did. It was March 19th.
Mm-hmm. I was like, well, let me just be patient. Wow.
I see your
so you
chat at March 19th,
yes,
too. Well, that's that corona. Rona did it, man. Rona did it.
Yeah,
Rona
we're
did
just.
It. Rona made me stop, and I didn't get it done. All right, you first on my list, Mark.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You ain't got none of them questions ready right now? You don't want no question answered?
Well, it's. No, I don't have any right now because it's the use now UCC, so I just wanted to. Make sure, like, I wonder if I can send you a picture or, you know, send
you can send it. You can send a picture. You can text it to me, or you can put it in my email at jonahbay@gmail.com.
Okay.
All right. And we'll get her done.
Okay.
Now, what you doing with that baby? Why that baby's so happy? People now, after 2 weeks, they've been, man, they ready to throw that baby out in the garbage.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely four, but that's my only girl, so she just kind of get her way with a lot of stuff. So.
Oh, she sounds happy.
Mm-hmm.
She sounds real happy. That's good. Talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. All right.
Oh, you heard her speak Latin? I didn't hear no Latin, man. It just dropped, yo. Dropped me. Peace, God. How can I sue for an institution for reporting something on my credit that's false? Oh, man. You go to makemorecommerce.com, and they have the third-party debt collector suit up there. Yeah, you can do that. You can get them. Get them for being in your goddamn business. We got cut. Oh, you was the girl that speaks Spanish that got cut off. Well, I answered your question. For student loans, too. Yo, if they reporting false information, they the third party, you can sue them. You know what I mean? 615-879. Peace to the God.
It's me, Jonna. You already called on me.
Oh, yeah, I did. Bye. It's even more hype. All right, I'm going to 803-410. Peace to the God. Peace.
Peace, JB.
What up, Gaul?
Hey, it's all good, man. Look, I was listening to you. I wanted to talk to you about that coronavirus, man.
Coronavirus? Shit is real.
Yeah.
Coronavirus?
Yeah.
This shit is finishing.
That's what they said.
Fuck Cardi B. She down with the
shit. Is really real, bro.
Yeah. Fuck Cardi.
Hey, look, man, I was thinking. It's 7.8 billion people in this world. And right now, I was looking today, it says something about 130,000 deaths. Right. So I'm from Miami, and you know, with that math we learned in Miami, I wasn't too swift at it, but I know that ain't no damn pandemic. You know what I'm saying?
Of course not.
And then you look at what they say. They say it's right at 25,000 deaths out of 330 million people in America.
Right. I ask people, who do you know that died personally? And most people can't come up with no one. And then every blue moon, someone says, oh, my da-da-da died from it. I'm like, I guarantee you that person did not die from corona. They died from something else, and they just called it corona because that's what they're doing on death certificates. My wife is in the medical field, right? And, they diagnosed quite a few people with the shit because of the symptoms. No test, no nothing. I keep on telling y'all, there is no corona test. So how the fuck do they diagnose people? Well, they're doing it off of their eyes. They just, okay, he coughed. He must have corona. Nigga, I was just eating spicy food. He sneezed. He must have corona. Nigga, I got hay fever, a.k.a. allergies. This is what's going on. So now, anyone who dies from anything, they call it corona.
Yeah. Yeah, but the numbers don't bear out, man. I mean, goddamn.
Even
got,
with them doing that, it ain't been that many people dying, so it still don't. It ain't no pandemic. They just shut down. That's why you know it's other shit happening that they shut
down.
Hey,
bro. This right here, bro, is the ultimate theft. Because I was listening to you and you were talking about how they were with writing the law, they were trying to tap into the Capra account, right?
Yep.
Bro.
Yep.
They stealing, and what they're doing is right now giving the people, the Lenape as you talk, the real people, the pittance. They giving them $1,200 and they going crazy over this fucking spell that they giving. The check, you got to put cursive writing on the back of it to get the fucking money. It's a curse, man. You see what I'm saying?
Sir.
So, in my opinion, you know, they're stealing right now. So, I'm trying to get my trust together. So, I wanted to ask you two questions. I noticed in Georgia, when you transfer or convey property, there's something called a PT-61, I think it is.
Yes.
And I live in South Carolina, and I tried to find that. We don't have it, but we got something called deed stamps, right?
Listen.
Can you give me an overstanding of how they relate, or am I in the right?
Let me explain it to you. What y'all got to do is y'all have to do your warranty deed and take the deed and give the deed to your trust. When you hand them the warranty, you have to do it over that the deed.
Okay.
Your straw man is giving it to your trust.
Okay.
When you do that, that's called the quit claim. When you do that and give it to them, they're going to have you fill out the tax paperwork. See, the PT-61 is a tax form that they give you when you're doing what's called a quit claim deed. And when you do that, they'll tell you what form you got to fill out that's identical to the PT-61.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
A lot of people went online.
My shit paid off, man. You know what I'm saying?
And
so
people went online, found the form and did the form online. I'm like, you dumb bastard. How the fuck you going to be doing a tax form for the house? You didn't even give the house to the trust yet. Cut that bullshit out. I'm like, you lying motherfucker. I'm like, yo, see, wait until I teach it before you do it, or you jamming yourself up. You could have just went to jail for doing that damn form like that.
Yeah, that's just like the brother you were talking about earlier was telling you that he got the 1800 not knowing he was telling you he was still fucking with private.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yo, a lot of people try to move so quickly, and they put the cart before the horse. How the hell are you going to do it if you don't know how to do it yet, man? Calm down.
Right, right. Yeah. Well, one other question. Do you think them shutting down the Department of State is going to be the excuse they use to say, you know, that the system is inundated when they do come back up? And you know, like months and months. I thought they were trying to do that with the illegals, letting them in.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many people were getting out, I thought they were trying to jam the system because so many of us were, you know, coming out.
Well,
can you elaborate on that?
What I believe is happening is they're at war. They're at
mm-hmm.
war. The powers that's against everyone is trying to do their new world order, and the people
mm-hmm.
that's against that is trying to stop that and lock them up. So right now, we don't know what's going to happen because they're at war, right? But I can tell you this. The way I'm set up, the way my checking account's set up, Kevin Hart, I'm trying to be good no matter which way it falls. You know, whoever
right.
wins it, I'm still good. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm still private. I'm still in trust. I don't have no property that belongs into their shit, and I'm a creditor. So to tell you the truth, even let's say what they saying about Donald Trump is true. He get to lock up all these people. He puts us back on the gold standard and all that. Well, did you know just a couple of days ago, the health organization was trying to force him to go door to door, let them go door to door to lock people up. Who they were going to lock up was debtors. People who's not in trust, who's not Moors. Debtors.
Okay. Okay.
Debtors, right? You're going to have tons of debtors, the people who were still 14th Amendments. So they got money that's for them, and they got money for us that's in trust, that's got out and shit like that. Our money is going to be based on gold. Their money is going to be based on apothecation, a.k.a. What y'all call crypto dollars.
Mm.
You see what I'm saying? So either
mm-hmm.
way, there's going to be a reckoning for people who didn't know what to do. Remember, the plan is turn America is going to become a third world country. No matter
mm.
which way it goes, it's going to be a third world country. It's going to be. Why would you ask me that when you know when it happened in Russia just a few years ago? Wasn't they a third world country and had to come back up?
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
that's what happens when your money goes.
You're talking about that Cyprus shit, right?
I'm talking about Russia actually was broke just a few years ago.
Yeah. I remember.
Hyperinflation there.
Yep.
This was about 10 years ago. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. When the hyperinflation happens, when they switch over to gold, it has to happen.
Mm.
It's no way America's not going to be a third world country. But that's cool
mm-hmm.
because people who want to have jobs, there's going to be a whole bunch of manufacturing jobs and all that coming back after you suffer for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
the problem is they wanted the New World Order people wanted to take the debtors and put them in work camps, in FEMA camps. Right? So,
mm-hmm.
you know, my whole thing is, I don't know who's going to win this war, but in the end, I'm so happy and grateful that large sums of money flows to me quickly and easily. That's all I care about.
That's,
because anything that happens in your life, you bring into your life with your own thoughts. So I'm not letting them
tell me what they have planned for me. I'm going to say what I got planned for me and make that happen. You see? I'm using my magic. The hell with their magic. You know, I've been out partying and niggas thought they was going to rob me. Right? That never happened. They didn't even get close to me. When I left, oh, shit, he left. He snuck up out of here. Nah, nigga, I didn't sneak. I left. And because I said in my own mind, ain't nothing going to happen to me, nothing happened to me. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, your magic. You have to control your magic. See, what they're doing is they're motherfucking putting out all this information to make people scared and it's hopeless and they can't do anything. That's what they want you to believe so you can pull it in.
Right.
I reject that shit.
Me too.
I reject that shit. I'm going to be paid in full, my nigga. Fuck what y'all doing.
Yeah.
I get to sit at home, get my shit in order at home. And then when it's over, get back to work. You know what I mean? Get back on the road, do some seminars, teach our people commerce and how to express some trust and all that shit. And it's popping. You know what I mean? That's all that's on my mind. Fuck what they got planned.
Hey, well, I appreciate you. I got one question. I'm going to shut up and get off. And that's this. How do you think, because I got a couple partners that's pilgrims, right? Or as we say, mulattoes, or amalgamated Moors, you know?
Right.
What I want to know is, because a lot of them are becoming American nationals, right, on that patriot side, and with those of us on this side coming out, how do you think that's going to affect things?
When they become nationals on the patriot side, they're just going back to the United States of America. And when they were down with United States of America, them niggas was what? Workers. A slave is nothing more than a person with a job. He's going to be a worker instead of a landowner.
Got it.
That's all that is.
Got it, brother.
Now, if we go back to the Republic, you got to understand, if you wasn't a landowner, you couldn't vote.
Right.
You had to own land. So mulattoes never owned land back then, so they could never vote. That's part of the way we controlled our land and stayed in control until it wasn't enough of us after the New Meridian earthquake.
Uh-huh.
Our numbers dwindled. Niggas didn't know what they were doing, didn't have the education, didn't listen to their ancestors, came out of trust. You know what I mean? But shit, you could have a good life and have a job. I remember when I worked for NASA, nigga, I was balling. You know what I mean?
Hey, well, I appreciate the wisdom, brother. I appreciate you taking the time and peace and blessings and all of that, bro. Peace to the God.
Hi, peace to the God. All right, y'all. Speak louder, God. Oh, shit. Is this not loud enough? That's our show for today, man. Thanks for tuning in. I'll see y'all real soon, man. We out of here. Peace to the God.